What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for joining me for yet again another week here. We got a bunch of new channels I actually want to talk about, and then we'll get into what's actually been going on this week. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. Like I said, thank you all for joining me yet again for another week here. All you guys in the premiere, what's going on? Thank you for joining me. If this is your first time watching, essentially what I'm trying to do here is go over everything that's gone on in the Honda universe here on YouTube and bring it into one digestible episode once a week, Monday night at 8 o'clock. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. If you guys were wondering what that sound clip was at the beginning for the intro, that was actually SP tuning Pablo's car that he's taking to the Honda YouTube challenge. It's insane. He put up a really, really short clip, but man, the motor with those Delta cams is just, it's sounding mean. I can't wait to see that actually go down the strip. There's a few channels I want to talk about that are new that I haven't talked about before, so I want to kick that off right now, starting with EG Chris 92.
Hey guys, EG Chris here on a beautiful day. I got my car up finally. We get a full look of it. Let's check her out. As you guys can see already, K24A2, my TSX, you already know that. But, I mean, not that you guys don't know what an EG looks like, but here's a passenger side.
This is a really cool channel with an awesome build, K24 EG, with a lot of really nice parts, a lot of dedicated time put into this engine bay. So I'm really excited that this guy's actually making videos. Props to you, man. I know your channel is going to do very, very well. Starting off the bat with the K24 EG, you know, you can't really beat that right out the bat, right? So keep putting in effort, man. I really appreciate it. You seem like a really solid dude, and I know you got a cool fan base behind you. Definitely check out EG Chris 92. Following that, we got Garage Idiots.
So we are going to town at the junkyard. This is metal, it's on a Volvo. So that's a good intercooler pipe, that one's metal, good coupler. Mina is getting another Saab turbo. What you doing?
So, this just happened. The plan is the turbo will be, or the turbo will be twin turbo. The Miata will be twin turbo at some point in its life. So, we're grabbing a second turbo.
So everything was already off.
Yeah, we're so cool, we're gonna twin turbo a turbo.
I'm sure you've seen this guy before. He actually did a hydro dipping video on Goofy Foot Shane's intake manifold, and he's got other great videos on how to actually hydro dip. That seems to be what he's actually doing as a business and as a thing on the side for him as well. But they have some really cool projects on the channel. One specifically is a turbo B18 VW bug, and I've said this a few times, I used to have a 72 Super Beetle. I really, really love the old VW, so to know that yours is actually Honda powered and turbo, and I think Brent at PFI out there actually tuned it or is about to, I'm really stoked for that, because this thing will boogie. If you guys aren't watching Garage Idiots, absolutely check them out. There's a lot of really cool content on the channel. Hydro dipping is something that's just, it seems like magic, so I'm really happy that you kind of show how you do it. He actually shows you and talks about a lot of the new projects that are on their way to the channel right now. Following that, we got Slower Than You.
You guys gonna do an intro or what?
Oh, we're doing an intro?
Oh. No, I'm just kidding.
New channel.
new channel, who dis?
New channel, who dis?
Okay, so we're back. Tony and Hayden are working on the car right now. We're doing front end stuff today because we don't have the rear end. So all we really can do is start mocking up some stuff in the front end.
I actually talked about this channel actually on Suicide CRX. These are the other group. This is the other side of the channel building the V8 rear wheel drive EG. So I'm really excited for this content because Suicide CRX, obviously watching Hayden's channel, it's actually very cool to see a V8 powered EG, let alone doing it rear wheel drive. So by the combination of two, we're going to get a lot of V8 content. Definitely check out Slower Than You. Following that, we got Seth Church.
Good morning, YouTube. Today's very special. So today we have a dyno appointment with Will from Raw Performance. So it's a little after 9 o'clock. We're loaded up. We're going to head towards Lenoir, North Carolina, and see what the little hatchback can make for power. Make sure it's reliable. Make sure it's tuned. Make sure it's going to hold up for our Mississippi trip.
This guy's another channel that's actually getting out there right now for the Honda YouTube Challenge. He's got a turbo B18 B1 and an EK hatch. He took it to the dyno, put down some good power, and then in the latest video, he actually went out to the track and actually put down some time slips to show you what it actually makes. I think he's finding some issues with the clutch, so I'm glad you're taking it to the track, putting it through its paces, and actually figuring out what it needs before you drive all the way out to Mississippi to put down some times there. So good job to you getting everything together, actually getting some track time in before you actually go. Following that, we got more Fab Industries.
All right, guys, what's going on today? So, the moment you've all been waiting for. We are back on the Prelude. We are actually going to do a few things with it today. I know we haven't had very many updates on this car, and unfortunately, I need to give this car pretty much every last little bit of my time that I have to make sure that it's done right.
This is a really cool channel showing you a lot of welding, a lot of fabrication, and a lot of Honda other content. So I'm really happy to talk about more Fab Industries. This guy's got a fifth gen Prelude that he's trying to put a K-Series in right now. And if you've watched one of his latest videos, he actually had to plasma cut some old mounts that were in the engine bay that they didn't really look too good. Someone else just kind of like booger welded everything together. So I'm really happy that you're going to take the time to kind of take a step back, clean up the engine bay, put the mounts in correctly, and then get the motor in. You work fast and the quality is very, very good. So I'm really happy that you're showing the fabrication portion as much as just the Honda content. All right, guys, I also wanted to give a big shout out there to the Honda YouTube Challenge. It's only like a week-ish, 2 weeks away, and a lot of builds are getting prepared right now. I wish I can cover all of you. Maybe I'll talk about those in another week of all the channels that are kind of getting all together. Turbos finally getting thrown on and just making sure your car is ready for the road. Some of you are driving 1,000, 2,000, 2,500 miles all the way there on a trailer. Some of you are actually going to drive your cars, which is even more insane. But props to you guys. Honda YouTube Challenge is definitely on the way. All right, guys, I want to talk about some channels that I've talked about in the past, but I want to go over what they've been going on right here in the past week, starting out with Chris Sadowski. One of the things he's wanted to do for a very long time is right-hand drive swap his DA. I believe he's actually left-handed. He's driven a lot of right-hand drive cars in the past, and he really enjoyed them. So he's getting the opportunity right now to get a right-hand drive clip from HMO Motors, and it's on his way to him, and that just, it means he hit the ground running. In the latest video, you actually see him take the engine out, the dash, the harness. He's starting to drill out spot welds in the front of the car. This guy is literally jamming. Nothing's going to stop him. It's really cool. He's going at it. There isn't really too much DA content out there on YouTube, let alone right-hand swapping it, even in total. So I'm really happy that you're trying to document this journey, man. You're probably going to be the only one. So I know he actually wants to take the time and document it correctly. Following that, we got DIY Mike out there with the Time Attack Civic. We've been seeing a lot of drag racing on the channel, a lot of the Pink Widow stuff out there at the Sacramento Raceway, but Mike does have a Time Attack K-swapped EG, and he took it out to the circuit track at the Speedway there. I'm really happy to see this, man, because obviously I really enjoy this kind of footage. I really enjoy that version of tracking as well. So I'm really happy that you decided, you know what, I'm going to take the Time Attack Civic out. This is what I really like doing, and you're going to start making videos on that. Props to you. Next up, we got Goofy Foot Shane, part two, more of the H2B all-wheel drive H22 build. I'm really happy that you started your channel. You're putting a lot of effort in. You got all the other cars that you're helping out with out there at PFI speed, but you're taking the time to build your own car finally. The motor is looking good. I'm really excited to see how much power you put down, and I'm assuming you're going to tune it yourself. I would think you would want to, and I'm really excited to see how much power that actually puts down. Following that, we got Boosted Boys, Kyle, putting in all of the effort he can right now into the MR2. I think he's actually trying to hit 1,000 horsepower. They're putting a full cage in it. I remember following Boosted Boys before they got the MR2, and then he got the MR2 and blew the motor, and he's like, I guess we're going to go okay. And so it's not been getting much love. It's actually sat outside or in the garage or outside the house for a while. But I'm really excited that you're now putting the effort into making the K-swapped MR2 a main thing on the channel. Hopefully you actually hit the 1,000 horsepower goal. That would be epic. Following that, we got Steven Ocasio. This guy's had a turbo B16 in his EK coupe for quite some time. Countless amount of pulls, and it was only a matter of time before that clutch was going to give out, and it started giving him problems. But after all of these dyno pulls he's been doing with his friends, he knew that he had to find some time for himself and actually swap the clutch. So I'm really happy about this, man. I'm really happy that you took the time for yourself to actually do the clutch swap. Everyone was willing to stop what they were doing and help out. That's just what friends are for, man. So I'm really happy that you're doing that. Definitely check out Steven Ocasio. He's just putting out a lot of content lately. I'm really happy to see you do that. Following that, we got Vasile Garage Daniel out there putting out point of view videos of Monica driving around in the car that he built all the way for Eibach. Just cool point of view videos smashing around these Arkansas back roads, man. It's insane to see how you drive. There's like a cliff down to the side, but you've been doing this a really, really long time. You know the car and you've built the car. So you got to have that trust. You got to put the power down and know that, you know what? I built this, I'm gonna have to control it. So I'm really happy that you're putting out more of these videos. Following that, we got Young Static. It's really sad to say that the 2018 build, the H22 Turbo drag car, is sold. It went off to its new owner, but really happy that the EJ1 is back in the driveway. It is now the 2019 build. And in the past couple days, I know he's been building a lot of stuff on Instagram, if you've been following him there, getting a GSR all built up. He did a lot of work on the engine bay, and I believe the motor is going to go in. And it's just insane to know that in any day now, Dana is literally about to drive all the way out to Mississippi for the Honda YouTube meet. And before he does that, he's basically putting another car together. And I think he's basically doing that so he doesn't have a shell everywhere. It's actually a running car that he can park in the driveway and stuff like that. But props to you, man. You don't stop rain or shine, or even if you can't feel your toes at night, you're just like, I gotta do this, I gotta keep wrenching. Props to you, man, motivating everybody. Next up, we got Bodhi Vision out there with the cantilever suspension in the rear of Project Pepto. This is really cool. I've really always been interested in suspension like this, and you're doing it, and you're doing this episode by episode and actually explaining what you want to do, and you're doing it right outside the shop. I can't say I don't miss the painting videos, but you know what? I'm really excited for Project Pepto. The Integra is going to be awesome when you finally take it to a show and people see all of your hard work in the back. All right, following that, we got Hunter Tuned. I really wanted to talk about this because he built a DIY racing rig for iRacer. This is something I've been very interested in as well because I have a wheel too. I play a lot of Forza Horizon, and iRacer is one of those games that I've really wanted to get into. Same with a set of Corsa because I like track driving and things like that. I have my own wheel, but I just hook it up to a desk. Hunter took it one step forward, got some wood, got an old Chevy Stang seat, put it all together, mounted a giant big screen TV to it, and made a DIY racing rig. That's probably like the last step of actually trying to go full racer before you get hydraulics involved. But I don't know if we want to get that far. But definitely check out Hunter Tune's latest video. I really enjoy it. I really want to see how far you play with iRacer and just how much more you morph this DIY racing rig. All right, guys, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. It's actually really short. Wanted to highlight a lot of things, but just like you, I got really busy and I just had a lot of stuff going on, but I wanted to make sure that we covered some of the highlights out here. I'll be rotating a lot more new channels coming on in the next week, and I want to discuss a lot more of the guys that are going to the Honda YouTube Challenge because, like I said, it is a couple weeks away, and all the footage that's going to come out is going to be epic. It's going to be really cool to see a big event based on Hondas with rules out there at the drag strip. All of the videos that are going to come out of people actually heading there, and then the footage there, and then hopefully who makes it back or who wins and what happens at the show. But with that said, guys, thanks for joining me for another week here at the Honda Recap. All you guys in the premiere, how are you guys doing? Thanks for sticking in with me another week. Definitely head over to hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a shirt, a hoodie, anything else you guys need to stay warm right now. I'm not going to lie, it's cold here, even in California, but I don't want to complain too much because I know the Midwest is like negative 40 degrees and stuff. So I'm sorry about that, guys. But like I said, that's it for this episode of the Honda Recap. I'll see you guys next week. Peace.